Okay, we are in.
Did you get his email?
Kufi Beis, Halacha Zayin. Pas Bal Bayis, Asur, Pas Palter is Mutter, but Pas Bal Bayis, Pas cooked by the guy by himself is always Asur. It stays also forever. A few kind of Palter in there, even if a Palter buys of him, but a few Shochol Yisrael Beis, even if he sent it to get in his house, okay, and a few Shochol Yisrael, one year tender to another year. We'll explain this in a minute. Asur l'olam it stays also since it was baked as pas bal bayis. The opposite case is shapalta. If it was baked as pas bal bayis, muteris l'olam it stays mutter forever. I feel kind of bal bayis, and even if a goy who's a bal bayis buys from him, shloichochu b'isur ze achamisha pas biyad de achshav. It doesn't depend. The isur doesn't depend on who has the pas. El achamisha hoyolay b'shas afir, but rather who owned it when you baked it.
Didn't we have a sheet about a month ago that was mechalak zayin that when it was baked and then.
Very good, Yankee. You remember, yes, we'll get to that. Halfway through, we'll get to that. You've heard that, it's very correct. This din over here is a machlokes, a rajma, and a ra'a. Okay, this din that we're seeing here is a machlokes, in Tarasabai is a machlokes. And the machlokes is as follows. Pas achim is asr, because it might lead to chasmas. Pas palter is mutter, because it doesn't lead, they will matter it, In essence, because it doesn't make the chasnas, and there was such an important need to have bread, they were matir pas palbais. Fine. So, seemingly, if you want to decide if something is pas palter or pas palbais, we're saying there's no kurva from a palter. You should make that decision by the person who you're getting it from. If I get it from a palter, he's a person who does, I have no kurva to him because he's just working in a bakery, he's just, you know, making foods for the public for sale. I have no kurva to him. It shouldn't make a difference who made the bread, because whether the person who made it is a bal bayis or the person who made it is a palter is not important. What should be important is who am I getting it from. Well, if I go to Jewel and I buy a loaf of bread, I don't feel any kurva to anybody. If I get a piece of loaf of bread from my neighbor, I feel a kurva to him. It shouldn't make a difference who baked the bread. The decision if it's a palter or it's not pas palter should depend on who I get the bread from. That in Svara, it should depend on who is my contact. Who am I having contact with an individual or with or someone who's doing it as a business. That's what, in Svara, it should depend on that. But on the other hand, am I being clear about that? That the Svara, it should depend on that. But on the other hand, Xeris to Rabbanon, you know, all have a reason for them, but usually Xeris doesn't depend on the application of it applies even when the svar doesn't apply. Chacham made an iser of pas palter, pas akum, it applies even if there's no kurva. So for example, the original xer of pas akum was even for pas palter. Even if there's no kurva, it applies. So there's a special kula for pas palter, but even, so not every case has to fit into the svar of it. The original svar to be marked pas palter because there's no kurva. So the way the rabbanans usually work is, the chacham have it for a reason, but once they create it, then it stays, and that's the rules are the rules. Okay. So, the Rashma says he holds misvara like the second pshat, the second way, which is to say that in svara he says, once a chacham made the takana, it depends if a palter made it or didn't make it. It doesn't make a difference whether technically I have kurva or not from buying it from the guy. It depends on who baked. Okay. And he has a raya to his death. He has a raya to this way. The Gemara says, he brings a Gemara that says, if a guy had a whole storehouse full of grain, and yayin nesach poured onto his grains, okay, so his grains just became treif. They just, you know, they soaked in some yayin nesach, the treif. So the Gemara says first, well, let him sell the grains to a guy. The Gemara says, let him sell the grain to the guy. So the Gemara says, they can't do that, because maybe the guy will sell to a yid. The grains don't look like they have yayin nesach, and they're just like plain old grains. So a yid might end up eating from this thing, so you can't do that. So the Gemara says, okay, what he should do is, turn this grain into flour and then bake it into bread and then give that bread to a guy when the yid can't see it. Well, not like in public that a yid would notice it. He should privately give it to a guy, the bread to a guy, or sell it to a guy, this bread. So the Rashi says, what's going on here? Why is he giving it to him privately? Like, what's going on here? So he says like this. The reason is like this. If I give to get the bread privately to a guy, no yid will ever buy from him because it's pasakum. They'll see that he has the bread. He's a private person. No one's going to buy the bread from him because it's pasakim. But if the yid know that I baked it and I gave it to him, then they'll be happy to buy it from him because they'll know it came from my house. So if it came from me, they'll be able to buy it from him. So the rabbi says, wait a second. You're telling me is that since the Yid bought, if the Yid would have baked, if they would know that a Yid baked it, they would buy it. But why isn't it Kurva? They're getting it from a guy. The Gemara, no. So then you can't explain to me why you can't give it, why can't you, you're going to give it to a...
A palter betzina.
Oh, you're going to give it, oh, let's see, you're going to give it to a palter publicly.
So if
you're going to take from a Yid.
If it's a palter, then they'll buy from him, then they will buy from even if I gave it to him privately. No, you're not making good. If I gave it to a palter, just the opposite, then they're going to buy it from him.
Right, that's...
The Gemara says you're allowed to give it to him privately. You're allowed to give, you're supposed to give it to him privately. Meaning it's because privately you know what dear buy it from the guy, because he's it's pasakim. So why if I give it to him in public, why do people know about it? Will they do it? Because they'll say it's a Jew's bread. They know that it's a Yid's bread. Wait a second, but this the kurva, if you decide whether this kurva by whether when the time of when you know when you contact the guy, then what do they care that it originally once was pas of Yisrael? Right now the pas is coming from an akum. If it's coming from an akum, there should be kurva. So you see that you don't care about what the actual the interaction between the yid and the guy. That's not how you decide it. It depends on the baking. If it was baked by a yid, it's mutter. Baked by God's officer. So in this case, if the people would know that it was baked by a yid, it'll be mutter. They'll be allowed to buy it. And they can't because it's stam yayin. They can't buy it because of the stam yayin. So give it to them privately. No one will know that it was baked by a yid, so no one will buy it, and the yid will not eat the stam yayin. Not eat the yayin esa. Okay? So that's what the Rashi says. So this is saying it lakula. This is saying it le. Kula, no, L'chumra.
Why is it L'chumra?
It's L'chumra. I mean, if they would have seen me give it to the Yid, we're saying L'chula. If they would have seen me give it to the guy, then they would take their Bible. But he says the same thing as L'chumra. What would be if it was the other way around? What happens if a guy baked the bread and he gave it to the Yid? or a Baal Bayis baked the bread and he gave it to a palter? It would stay usher. This is it. Okay. Now, the Rashi says he has another like raya. To this thing, just a swerve. Oh, okay. He says, what would be, if you tell me that pas Achum is only also because of my interaction with the guy who I give it to, that means if the Achum gives me bread, I can't eat it. But if I give the bread to another Yid, he should be allowed to eat it. Because he didn't get it from the Achum. He got it from me. if you only care about the interaction, it's at that time, so if it's Mutter Osir, so for me it's Osir, as soon as I give it to the next Yid, it becomes Mutter. So he says, obviously that can't be. So you see, you don't care about it. It's not that as you transfer, you decide if it's pas palter or pas akum, you decide at the time of the baking, which would be like a normal drabon. Now, the ra'a has no problem with the Rashba's raya. He accepts the Rashba's raya from the Gemara. But he says there's a difference between the Rashba's case, the case of the Gemara, and the regular case, and what we want to use it, which is like, he says, pas palter, pas of Yisrael, in the case of the Gemara, the Yid would have baked the bread, that's mutter forever. Can't become usher. Pas of a palter is usher. Pas of a palter is plain old pas akum. All pas akum is usher. But Chazal, because of the doichak of people eating bread, said, if you buy it from a palter, at that point you get a heter. You get a heter to eat the food. Meaning, when he baked it, it was pas akum. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make a difference whether akum or palter buys it. There's a special heter. If you buy it from a palter, then there's a kula. You're allowed to eat it. There's a special kula for that case. So that kula completely depends on the time of the interaction. If a yid baked it, it's of course it's mutter forever. If a guy baked it, whether he's a palter or a baal bayis, it's always usher. There's a special kula if you happen to buy it from a guy who's a palter, you have a special kula. And that kula chumra depends on who you're buying it from. It doesn't make a difference who baked it. It only depends on who you buy it from. If you go to Jewel, it's always mutter. If you go to your neighbor, it's always usher. It doesn't make a difference who made it a week ago. It doesn't make who actually baked it. It depends who you're buying it from. And he says, he brings a riot set. He says, if you look, he doesn't call it that, but in Halacha Dalad, we had it in, that if you come to a city, if you have a city that there's no Jewish baker, so you let eat pas palter. What happens if a Jewish baker shows up in town? Then you're not allowed to buy from the palter. As soon as the Yid leaves, then you can buy from it again. He says, now, if the Yid comes to town, and the guy already baked his bread, you're not allowed to buy his bread, because pas palter is not mutter. You say, why not? But the time he baked it, he was a palter that was mutter. You say, no, because now you have pas Yisrael available. He says, and then if the Yid leaves town, you could buy the pas palter, even if the guy baked it while the Yid was around in town. It doesn't depend on the baking. It's that there's a special kula, that if you're buying it from a palter, it's mutter. So if there's a Yid in town, you can't, but you don't have that special kula. That's what the Ra'a holds. Okay, so he holds that there's really two different things. whether it's Pas Yisroel or Pas Akum is decided at the baking. Whether it's a kula of Pas Palto or no Pas Palto, that's deciding at the transaction. When you buy from the guy, that's when it's decided. To the point that he has a kler. What happens if I ask a guy to go to another guy to buy bread for me? We say, Ein Shlichus L'Akum. So maybe I should be getting it from the guy and not from the Palto. He has a whole cheshbon as to why, maybe all kinds of an unusual case that maybe this should be a shot. Okay? So Awadin over here, Halacha Zayin, is saying like Rashba. It's saying that we make the decision as to whether something is Pas Yisrael, or the decision as to whether something is Pas Yisrael or Pas Palto is decided at the time of baking. It doesn't have anything to do with the time of the transaction when I actually buy from you, even though in the svar of it, it might depend, you would think that it would depend on it. Okay. Now, this whole din that the Mechaber is saying is all very, very nice din. It does, to us, it's come out not negate such a thing. What kind of thing is that? My next door neighbor would give me a package of bread that had Ashkachan, but like, we don't really have such an example like this. It's not such a practical case. But there is a practical application, which is...
Sure, so you hold that shit that the companies have a dinner. Well, it gives you any... Imagine
right. If your not Jewish neighbor would buy you a loaf of bread in the store, a pas palto, then it would be negate. You're right. I'm saying, but it's not such a practical case. I mean, how many times do you encourage your neighbor to go to the store for you? It's not, okay, fine. That's such a thing. But there's a case that's much more practical that the poskim, no one talks about it because to them it was completely impractical. For us, it's very practical because the world has changed dramatically. And the thing is like this. Not for the case of Pas Palto. What about for the case of Bishul Akum? Okay. Bishul Akum has no heter of Palto. No heter for Palto. But Bishul Akum has two other big kulas. If it's Nechachai, or if it's Enol Shulchan Ochum. Okay. So what happens if you have a food that the guy baked it, cooked it in a place where for him, let's say, it was Nechachai? What happens if he cooked it in a place where it was Nechachai? And he sells it to me in a place where it's not Nechochai. Okay, now this Shiloh was never negated to the Poiskim because it's not a normal situation. You know what I mean? I didn't get it from 500 miles away. But nowadays, it's very much negated. We get food from very far away. So what happens if the guy cooked it in a place where there is or isn't Bishul Akum, and he sent it to another place where it's the opposite? Okay? And I have a bunch of examples for you. Because the Shiloh is going to be, what are you going to do in that kind of a case?
What is the case?
So hard to follow. That's interesting you should say that, because I did not write that as one of my cases. Because...
What is the Shiloh here? I'm sorry.
Okay, the Shiloh is that... What happens if the guy bakes, cooks food in a place where let's say it is Nechochai, okay, and he sends it to here where it's not Nechochai. So for me, the first...
Minagamakam?
Right, in this country, I'm going to give you some examples in a second. In this country, we don't eat this food rule, so this country, it needs Bishul Yisrael. But where the guy baked it, it didn't need Bishul Yisrael. When he baked it, it was Nechochai, okay? So now, you said about Hartzapam. It's interesting because...
How is that?
His question is, I'm going to give you an example, I was not going to use that example because his question is that hearts upon in the countries that they grow at, people eat them raw. Yeah. But over here, we only eat them canned. Okay?
Because that's the way they
I spoke to someone many years ago, I think it was in Brazil, who said that the people that they taste absolutely wonderful and everybody would be happy to eat them raw. But it just doesn't work. I mean, realistically, they're not to get here. They have to cook them and can them, and even here we would eat them raw. So it's not as good. Yes. Okay. That's a little bit of a question. That's pretty straightforward because if you had a chance, you really would be happy to eat it. Okay. But there's a bunch of other examples in America.
They don't grow over here.
No. They don't, and well,
what
also,
is hearts of palm?
Hearts of palm is you grow palm trees, and when they're very small, very young, they take out the insides of the tree. But right. it's a very labor-intensive work. It kills the tree, so it only can be done in places where labor costs nothing.
We're still in Ecuador.
A place like this, and you have lots of place to grow a zillion palm trees and keep harvesting them. Okay. So in America,
Shahakam?
That's not what Rabelsky said.
Oh?
The Gemara says that in Shaco, Rabelsky said that since it's grown for this thing, they make Adama. We can talk about that afterwards. We'll talk about that. Okay. Okay. So in America, we eat button mushrooms raw.
What? That's
the little mushrooms, regular mushrooms. What you call regular mushrooms?
Button mushrooms. They look like a button.
We eat them raw. And that's it right. Seems that in Eretz Yisrael, they don't eat them raw. They only eat them cooked. Another example, in Mexico, tortillas are... That's considered, that's like a bread, so to speak.
No, malachim.
according to Tia, is, and in America, maybe now they are, but surely, until recently,
wheat tortilla.
No, I'm, okay, corn tortilla is the simpler one, simple for the bishul.
It's not bad, why is it bishul?
Okay, I don't want to get into that, we did that last week. So the corn tortillas in America, maybe now they're starting to be oil shochlom, but Pasha says that they were not oil shochlom. Or another example, artichokes, here and in Spain, are not nechachayim. People eat them after they cook them. And one of the other countries that they make them in is Egypt. And there, it seems, I've never been there, but it seems that they are nechachayim. People eat them. Thank you. Okay, another two examples is that in Eretz Yisrael, hummus is oil shochem lachem. While over here, that's considered like a food that you serve. The lahat is probably a pas, but over here, it's not.
And what happens if you're flying in a plane?
Okay, don't bother me. And the last one is, this is, I was surprised to see that Diane Falk brings that Rav Ozner and Tshuva, and it's really there, says that in Eretz Yisrael, sardines are oil shochem lachem. Okay, cans are, little tins of sardines are oil shochem lachem. And of course, in America, no one would treat that sardines are oil shochem lachem. So anyhow, okay, so there's a bunch of examples. So let's use the example of mushrooms, our example to work with. Okay, what would you say if you cooked mushrooms in a place where they are not nechachai? I don't know if this is true, but let's say in China, they don't eat them raw, just like in Eretz Yisrael. So whatever, they made mushrooms in China, they're not nechachai, and then they send them to me where I would eat mushrooms, people in America would eat mushrooms raw. So should I say, when he cooked it, it was bishlakim, because he was in a place where it was not nechachai. And the fact that it comes to me and I would eat it raw doesn't mean anything. He cooked it in a place where it was needed Bishul Yisrael. It was not Bishul Yisrael, so it's also. Or should you say, what's the reason why things that are not Nechol Chai, that are Nechol Chai, don't need Bishul Yisrael? Right? We're not getting it. Because he didn't do anything for me. What did he do for me? It's a food that I could have eaten anyhow, so it's not such a benefit that he made it taste a little better. He says, well, so then you have to judge it by the user. Did I gain anything by it? So the fact that he cooked it is one thing, but I didn't gain anything because for me, I could eat it raw anyhow. Okay? Or, Diane Falk has a third possibility. Okay? And his third possibility is maybe when the guy cooks it, on the mushroom is chal, that for these people it's mutter, and for these people it's also. Okay? He says, for some people it's mutter, the mushroom has a bunch of din into it. He himself, he talks about prayer, he himself is not happy with that. He gets rid of that third possibility. It's like far-fetched. Okay, so now, but so let's just think a second. This case we're talking about, that a food which is oil shulchan lachem in one place, but not, and it was cooked in a place where it was, let's say, oil shulchan lachem, and eaten someplace where it's not. Okay? So the our din is l'chayra, a direct right to this case. The Rashi was saying, we're passing like the Rashi who says, the decision as whether the food is pas palter or pas bal bayis, in Svara it should be decided at the time of the transaction. Do I have a kurva from the person I buy from? But the din is no, we decide at the time of the baking. At the time of the baking of the bread, we decide it is being made by a palter, that it's mutter, even if I get it from a baal bayis. If it's baked by a baal bayis, it tastes usher, even if I haven't get it from a palter. So that's the same, it's almost the same shaila as by the bishlakim. At the time of the cooking, it was or was not bishlakim, depending on the way they cook it, let's say in the mushroom. In our case, it was bishlakim. The fact that when it gets to me, it would theoretically be excused from bishlakim because I would be nechachai, it's too late. You have to make the decision. You don't have to think about it in the sort of it, me the eater, am I getting the food that's nechachai. It's at the time of the cooking, you make that decision. Does it need bishlakim or does it not need it? That's when you make that decision. The fact that I am eating it in a place that would or would not, it doesn't make a difference. It depends at the time of the day. So the chayra, our din is a very straight, seems to be a clear riot. The din is talking about whether it's pas palter or pas bal bayis. But l'chayra should be right to this case. And it's even more than from our din. Because I would say that even the ra'ah who argued on our din would agree to by bishlakim. Why? The ra'ah said, really, pas yisrael, whether something is pas yisrael or pas akim is decided at the time of baking. He agreed to the right to decide at baking. But the special kula of pas palter is, even though the bread is also, The special kula of pas yisrael, of pas palter, is decided at the time of the transaction. That's a special thing because of pas palter is a special kula that's thrown in later on. But if you go to something like nechachai, which is in the core of the din of bishul yisrael, it's not like an external kula that if it's nechachai you get off the hook. It's within, built into the fabric of bishul yisrael is that if it's nechachai it doesn't need bishul yisrael. Even the Ra'ah should agree that that's decided at the time of the cooking. The Ra'ah agreed that decisions of these kind are decided at the time of cooking. It's only the external kula that was thrown in later was a special. Chazal let you off the hook with this, like a later on kula. So that is decided depending on your need as you buy it. But if you have a thing that's from the actual makeup of the din itself, like whether a food is nechachai, not nechachai, even though usher agree, it's made at the time of cook. That decision made at the time of cooking. Now, even though I think this is correct, I can't not tell you that they asked Rebelsky this question about Bishon Shor once, okay, and he said something very surprising. Okay, I'll tell you what he said. Even I don't understand it. He said like this. He said, "What if a food was Eina Oyla Shulchan Lachem?" He says that food is really Bishlakim. We have a food that's not Oyla Shulchan Lachem. Let's say sardines. Okay, sardines are really Bishlakim when they cook them because they cook them. But you have a special heter to eat it. Because since it's not so formal, you're allowed to eat the food anyhow. Okay, that's what he says. And therefore, that's decided at the time that you eat it. It's not decided at the time when they baked it, when they cooked it. Now, for starters, I haven't a clue where he got that from. Okay, we would assume that Ein Olo Shulchan Aruch means that therefore it's not subject to Bishlakim because he didn't do something so significant. He made just a little, not an unimportant food. What Busky is saying is that it's like you're really it is bishlakim, but you're allowed to eat it because it's not such a formal food. So I don't know where he got it from.
Well, maybe it has to do with the din, how the rabban had the kayak to ask or something, like I said before. Is it a din the chetz or is it a din the gavra? If it's a din, the pasha is a din, the gavra, that we're asking you to eat this thing. So in such an instance.
Okay, why would you say that? Bishlakim, it's
okay, you're not saying what Rebelsky's saying, you're saying something else.
I'm trying to explain what he's saying, Rebelsky.
No, he's not saying all Bishlakim. Regular Bishlakim is the food, it's usher. But this kind of, this kula
is... I don't know if they have to do that. That they don't have a kayak to ask or a kayak if they have answered the person
We don't have to. It doesn't make a difference because the second question is most significant. I don't know where he got it from. Let's say there's a riot. Oh. But it doesn't make a difference because he is saying what the Ra'ah said. The Ra'ah said that if you have a food that at the time of the cooking it was
baking.
At the time of the baking in the Ra'ah's case it was bishlakim. You make a later and there's a later decision as to whether it should be a palter or not. You could follow the later decision to decide if it's palter.
Got okay, it.
But the Rashi says it's not true. The Rashi says, which is what our din says, we even though there's a later possibility to be mako, we could be mako later on because it's ain't other shulchan aruchim. That all those decisions are made at the time of baking, or in our case, the time of cooking. So even if what he's saying is correct, within the rules of Bishlakim, that Olah Shulchan Aruch means that it's a special pardon that you're allowed off because it's not such a formal food, but we don't pass it like that. We pass it like the Rashba, that these decisions are made at the time of cooking, not later on. All decisions about whether food is or is not mutter is made at the time of cooking. Okay? And his other thing, he said another thing which we're not going to talk about now, which is, what happens if it's nechel chai? he said a chiddush, he said that if a food is nechel chai, if food is nechel chai in one country, that was a shayla, with nechel chai where they baked it and not for me, well, the other way around, he says if it's nechel chai in any place, that means is, based on a shach that we're going to see in Kufi Gimel, a very important shach, he says, based on that, the food is nechel chai for everybody. Okay, if anybody is nechachai, it's nechachai for everybody, which is a huge chiddush even within the shach.
Which is like buffalo diet.
No.
Nechachai of previous generation.
What'd you say?
Did we spend generations for this?
No, that you wouldn't say. But we'll get to that shach. That shach is very important shach over there. Of what considered nechachai. It's very important shach over there. But it's not sort of so partial what he's saying. Okay. But anyhow, I'm about to get to the bottom line, which is that when Rebelsky gave this pshat, I don't see in that ruling, I was not so smart to know from this didn't connect to it. I don't see any connection. They're not even bringing this din. So not having mentioned this din, it's hard for me to take it without at least asking him is what the din, our din says, you make all decisions about whether a food is bishul or pas, palter or pasak, all those decisions are made at the time of baking, and seemingly the same shiloh should be for cooking also, you should start bishlakim shilas at the time of the cooking. So if the time of the cooking, the guy is in a place where the food needs bishul yisrael, it needs bishul yisrael regardless of where it's headed to for the person who's cooking, and vice versa. Lakula, if the person is cooking in a place where it's nechachai, so for him, it's not bishlakim. The fact that for me, it's not nechachai, it should make a difference. Everything is decided. We see in our din at the time of the cooking.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that is. For me, it's not real shulchan aruchim. nothing was ever chal in Issa. I mean, I hear that my father's the other sheet.
Yeah, but the shots when they
make. There was no Issa. I didn't see an Issa over here. For me, it's not a real Shulchan Aruch Begat because I'm 5,000 miles away. It was good
to be run. For you, if you went to the food over there, it would be also to you.
They make it for you.
If you went over there to where the food is, it would be also to you.
Why is not the mother? It's only me.
So I knew the food is from one person.
But that's in America, not Reuel Shulchan
Aruch. Are you asking if you went to the food?
Is it in the market? Or by me, this food doesn't become awesome because by me it's not Reuel Shulchan Aruch.
If you went there, you would be awesome. It's a din in the market.
A kol kaminag amadina.
Because if I would eat
it. If you're on Purim, you'd have to eat it kol.
If I would.
And I'm reading, I knew that.
It's also to everybody. All the food is there. Food is there. Kaminag amadina. All the food is there. It's also to everybody. You think that the food is like floating, and that for some people it's mutter, and for some people
it's not. Me, it's a din in the gavra.
Can I ask you how come we said, I don't know if there are two things, whether you have the kasha or the keli.
Yes,
why don't we look at it that way? If you have the kasha or the keli, you should know that's a very good point.
That machlokes, whether you have the kasha kelim, is it machlos asur or is it not machlos? That's a very good point. And Rabbi, he said, the shaila as to whether bishalatim is a machlos asurus, or whether it's just an isra on me to eat it, is really the machlokes whether you have the kasha, if a kli was used for bishalatim. If the food becomes machalos asuras, then you'd have the kasher.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just that a person is not allowed to eat it, then you shouldn't have the kasher. The food is not being used for. So he wants to say that you should, and that's very correct. That this machlokes depends on, should depend on that. We'll see Mirza Shem get to that din, because that din, Rabbi Shechter likes to point at that din to say that you see that it's not machalos asuras. There's a big question. There's a roundabout about it. There's a very big question. David Nazer attaches himself to that din a lot, and we'll see when we get there. Okay, it's very important. But that's very correct. You could see from there, so what you would say is, you see from the fact that we hold that we do kasher if the bishlatim, that we consider machalos asur. But you're right that there are rights from that
relation. Yes.
Okay, now the one last example that I said last week I maybe mentioned, I'll just mention it just to get it out, which is it was really from the last thing, which is bagels. Okay, that if you make a bagel, is the traditional way to make a bagel is you take the dough, you cook it in water, and then you bake it. Okay, so in the Chalkas Binyamin, in the last din, not in our din, in the previous din, he said, what would happen if in the cooking, the bagel would become edible kamachal ben jusai? It would be passably edible.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, l'chayra, at that point, it would become usher. He said, it would become usher at that point. He said, let it become usher at that point. The fact that you later bake it and it becomes pas palter shouldn't help. It will have already been usher at that point. During the cooking stage, it would have been usher. And the fact that it would later become a baked product that's considered pas palter shouldn't make a difference. Okay, that's what he says, which is correct in theory. In theory, in that if it would become kamash, we sort of are then, which is once it became usher, it wouldn't become later mutter by becoming paspalta later on. It would be too late. Okay, but of course, as I think he points out, that Lamai says that does not get cooked. And it's a very brief cooking, and he even reads it in. He brings a tshuva from Moshe, where Moshe talks about the shayla, and he tells you, he correctly says that there's a typo in Ramosha Chuva, but a serious one. It says like Aina Nechol, or like this word Ain that's missing or extra. It's like, but he correctly is fixing the wording. So if in theory it would be cooked, it would be also, or maybe there's another food like that, but Lamaisa, I don't think it's cooked. Then actually, the more modern way of making bagels is not to cook them first. What they do is they have an oven, okay, it's a regular baking oven, but before the baking starts, there's a blast of steam for half a minute, for a minute, just for a short amount of time, and that gives the bagels their fluffiness that they bake into. Because they don't...
It's a bluff.
Yes.
Instead of cooking it and then putting it into a bagel,
that's how the traditional way to make it is. The commercial bakeries, the commercial guys do is they have special ovens that let out steam first, they give out steam for a half a minute, and then they do the baking afterwards. Okay, there isn't... The hamoitzi, I think it's always... Hamotzi. I think the din said that's a din if you cook it and then you bake. Okay, we'll see. That's a din.
They boil it first.
Thank you.